The third day of demonstrations after Iranian authorities acknowledged shooting down a passenger plane by accident. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Iranian demonstrators defied a heavy police presence and chanted against the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. The Iranian demonstrators are protesting their country's days of denials that it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane carrying 176 people. The plane crash early Wednesday killed everyone on board, mostly Iranians and Iranian Canadians. After initially pointing to a technical failure and insisting the armed forces were not to blame, authorities on Saturday admitted accidentally shooting it down in the face of mounting evidence and accusations by Western leaders. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Meanwhile, AP's John Gambrell reports an initial Iranian investigation details the final moments before the jet crashed.
It says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
That is the AP's John Gambrell reporting. Reuters is reporting talks aimed at agreeing to an unconditional and open-ended ceasefire in Libya failed to achieve a breakthrough on Monday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Khalifa Haftar, commander of the Libyan National Army faction, has asked for another day to consider the deal. Kenyan police say al-Shabaab extremists killed three people in an assault early Monday in eastern Kenya. It's the fifth attack in 13 days. Three teachers were killed and one was abducted. The AP says they also set fire to a police post. U.S. stocks are up in midday trading. For more on any of today's top stories, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app for news on the go. This is
the rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan. As the U.S. House of Representatives prepared to send impeachment charges to the Senate, U.S. President Donald Trump is suggesting the case should be dismissed. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says there shouldn't even be a trial, that the Senate should simply dismiss the case. He'd earlier said almost the opposite, while suggesting his own ideas for trial witnesses. The idea of throwing out the charges is unusual and unlikely. There's not enough support in the GOP-led Senate to actually do it. It's also unclear if Republicans will block new witnesses Democrats are insisting be called.
It's about a fair trial.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi telling ABC's This Week senators thinking about voting for or against witnesses will have to be accountable.
Now the ball is in their court to either do that or pay a price.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
As firefighters continue to battle Australia's bushfires, military personnel are searching for dead animals on Kangaroo Island. Reuters' Lauren Anthony has more.
Australia's bushfires have left up to 1 billion animals dead or at risk in the aftermath. Military personnel from both Australia and New Zealand began the cleanup of dead animals, recovering carcasses from what has previously been a wildlife-rich tourist attraction. Major Tony Purdy of the Australia Defence Force said the job, though difficult, was a vital one.
To be honest, it's never a good thing to come across deceased wildlife, such as koalas and kangaroos.
Fire services are still working to strengthen containment lines ahead of worsening weather conditions that are expected to exacerbate the fires further.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. A pre-dawn explosion rocked central Stockholm Monday, causing damage to buildings and parked cars, but no casualties. Swedish police say explosives were used, but ruled out terrorism. The Oscar nominations came out today. The supervillain story Joker topped all films with 11 nominations. Three other films received 10. The 92nd Academy Awards will take place February 9th in Los Angeles. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The best music now.